News on MissouriNet, I'm Bill Wise. The U.S. Supreme Court has cleared the way for the federal execution of 68-year-old Wesley Perkey after a lower court judge halted his execution and ordered further evaluation of claims about Perkey's mental competency. This morning's court order grants the government's request to lift an injunction that had been blocking the execution, originally scheduled for last night. Perkey was sentenced to death in January of 2004 after he was convicted in federal court for the interstate kidnapping and killing of 16-year-old Jennifer Long in Missouri in 1998. The state reports nearly 900 new cases of COVID-19 and about 875 people are in a Missouri hospital being treated for the virus. During a press conference, State Health Department Director Randall Williams says the Joplin area in southwestern Missouri has an uptick in hospitalizations, along with Kansas City. Williams says the state's overall hospital capacity is stable.
We have to look at the big picture, because at the end of the day, what we're most interested in is beds and ICUs and ventilators. And so far, we're good.
State data shows about 10,000 of Missouri's 21,000 hospital beds are available. An additional 225 federal agents are expected to be in Kansas City any day now to help the city with new and old unsolved shootings, not to patrol the streets. So far this year, Kansas City has had at least 101 murders, about a 35% increase over 2019. During a press conference yesterday, Tim Garrison, U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Missouri, says the goal is to identify the most prolific violent offenders and get them off the streets.
An unprecedented spike in violent crime deserves an unprecedented response from government authorities.
The federal operation called Operation Legend is named after a 4-year-old Kansas City boy killed last month while he was sleeping. St. Louis police say a 6-year-old boy died yesterday suffering a self-inflicted gunshot wound at a home. Police responded to a 911 call. The person told dispatchers that the child had shot himself. Homicide detectives have gotten involved, but investigators have not explained how the child was able to obtain the gun. Lawmakers will return to Jefferson City on July 27th for a special session aimed at addressing violent crime. Governor Mike Parson made the announcement at the Missouri Capitol, joined by law enforcement officers from across the state. The governor notes there have been 130 homicides in St. Louis this year and 101 in Kansas City. Parson says innocent children are being shot and killed too often.
These are just the grim numbers, but the effects of violent crime across our state are best measured in lives. Innocent lives lost, futures cut short.
Witness protection will be a key component of the special session, along with residency requirements for St. Louis police officers. Walmart and Sam's Club, the latest national chains to require all customers to wear masks. The change will start next week. Starbucks said last week that it will require customers to wear facial coverings or masks in all 9,000 of its company-owned U.S. stores. More news online at MissouriNet.com. This is news on MissouriNet.